Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this was a 58-year-old Florida man in Boca Raton. He was arrested. This was Friday night because he was... This is so weird. He's in Palm Beach County Jail on $10,000 bond. And he saw a group of four kids walking down the street. He was hiding in the bushes. This guy, this weirdo, Brian Wood, 58 years old, was hiding in the bushes wearing a black shirt with shorts pulled down and his underwear up. And as the juveniles walked by, I guess he came out of the bushes and said, "You aren't real, you're demons." And then he pulled down his underwear.
Oh, well.
Oh my gosh. So the juveniles, the kids obviously became frightened and they ran into a KFC. And then not long after, the Boca Raton police responded to a 911 caller who's the kid's basketball coach. The kid's basketball coach came to meet with them or came to stay with the kids and wait for the police, Charles Coughlin. And so the coach told the officer that he found Wood less than a half a mile away where he made the emergency call. The 58-year-old was found and taken into custody. Now, Wood says that he said he admitted to talking to the juveniles, the kids, but he said he didn't pull his pants down, which we all know is a lie. So, I mean, is that how he thinks you solve the demon problem? Oh my gosh, this is good grief. I would totally do this 6 ways to Sunday. I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but this Florida man, it's a video of a Florida man legit wrestling a black bear who tried to get at his dogs on his porch. The man, Walt Hickox, which is, that's a cowboy name if I've ever heard one. He, at least one of the man's dogs was on the porch with him. He's hanging out. I mean, nice evening. You know, he's out on his porch and it was Daytona Beach and one of the man's dogs is out on the porch with him. A black bear decided to come on over and then a second predator burst through the door and that's when he lost his mind and blocked the entrance and he was able to get his dog back in the house. But he was wrestling with this bear on video. And they had Florida Fish and Wildlife come out. So that's pretty amazing. I would totally do that, too. Florida man caught a burglar sleeping in his front yard. When you burgle a home, aren't you supposed to leave it after? Jackson County, Florida. Florida man was prompted to call police. He woke up to the very unusual sight of a Florida man sleeping on his front yard. And this was like 5:30 in the morning. Deputies got a call from the victim saying that he found a man in the yard. And when the victim tried to make contact with the suspect started frantically reaching inside of his vehicle. And the victim had armed himself with a weapon for protection. When deputies arrived, they secured the suspect and the victim's weapon. But then they saw all the burglary tools and a mask in plain view, right there in his seat, right there in the car. And they found also, after a simple search of the vehicle, a crowbar, a lockpick, gloves, masks, knives, brass knuckles, prescription medication not prescribed to the suspect, and all kinds of drug paraphernalia. And of course, the perp, Charles Carter, has a lengthy record. He was taken into custody. Yikes. Left it right out. He fell asleep. How do you fall asleep on the job when you're a burglar? Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. All right, can we talk about the Jason Aldean thing now? Did you guys see the video? Y'all see the video? So Jason Aldean came out with a song. Okay, came out with a song. And it's called Try That, isn't it? Try That in a Small Town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try That in a Small Town. We all know what that means. Anybody who's ever been in a small town, we all know what that means. So he came out with a song. He's got this video. And the video, I mean, it's not, I mean, there's nothing in that that's controversial. Here's the some of the lyrics for Try That in a Small Town. He says, it starts with sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjack an old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act like a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. So what's wrong about that? Let me tell you something about a small town, because my family came from a small town in Missouri. It didn't matter what your background was. There's just something about small town mentality that small town people stick together. And people who've never been to a small town, people who don't know small towns, people who have no experience with small towns, they don't get this. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. I saw the story of this ice cream shop owner in Oakland. He got held up 3 times at gunpoint in 1 week in Oakland. That wouldn't happen in a small town. They'd get their ass beat. My aunt, who's since passed, she was they call them fill-in stations down there. They ain't gas stations. They're fill-in stations. But she was she ran the counter at the fill-in station, the gas station. And it's a tiny town. Tiny town, you know, way down in Iron County, Missouri. And it was, you know, the one gas station on this stretch of road for quite some time. And it was a popular place for, you know, the canoers to stop, hunters to stop, people, things like that. Had some snacks and stuff like that inside. But it was a pretty small gas station. And she never really saw anything that, you know, got funny. Everybody's pretty well behaved. Although she was a tall woman and mean. And word is she kept a pistol by the register. And she's mean enough, she'd pistol whip you in the street if you try to go sideways with her. She would not put up with it. And I remember one time I was at my grandma's house. And they're getting ready. This is how long ago this was. I was young. I was young enough to still have a bedtime. And I remember Johnny Carson was on. I think it was Johnny Carson or it was Jay Leno when his hair was still dark. And I had some cousins that stopped by grandma's house and they were getting ready to go to the gas station because there apparently were some teens from another town and they were getting drunk in the parking lot and causing problems. So what ends up happening? You call some family and they come run them off and take care of it. You just, you know, takes care of itself. Cousins stopped, gave, you know, told grandma goodnight because that's what you do. And then they went to the gas station to help out my aunt. I didn't even ask questions. Grandma didn't either. Just this is how it went. No harm, no foul. But it got taken care of because people don't, you don't need big government and people are supposed to look out for themselves. Maybe instead of bitching and moaning about why there is no lie in his song, maybe people in the media ought to report on why that is. Why is that? Why is it that there is this difference in how people take care of themselves and care for themselves? Another interesting story. Because everyone thinks that it has to do with white and black, and it doesn't. Now, the town where my family comes from, it's not entirely diverse. Now, there are black Americans. There's, you know, one family that was in the town. And the son would, you know, ran around with, you know, my cousins and everybody else. Everybody was all friends and ran around. And there's a story of there was a dust up at the tavern. It's not a bar. It's not a pub. It's a tavern. Millennials will never understand that concept. And my cousin's black friend, who family lived in the town, was insulted. And they took care of the offender. I'll put it like that. There's a little dust up. Now, I think the cops had to be called on that one. But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. Small towns, they stick up for each other. That's just the way it is. And my jaw drops when these people don't understand this. Now, I was reading all the lyrics in Jason Aldean's song, right? There is not a single anything in there that would lead anyone or suggest anyone to think that this is anything about race. Because the people that are making it about race themselves are the racists. You know, he's sitting here saying in this song that this, you know, some of the stuff that you see, you know, Robin, like I just told you, the guy in Oakland, Robin, the ice cream store owner in Oakland, or trying to carjack somebody. That is not going to go over in a small town. And word travels faster than the internet in a small town. Now, progressives are desperate to make this about race, to deflect from the ugly reality that the majority of the areas that were destroyed and burned down by their violent riots were predominantly black communities. Y'all remember the picture of that guy in Minneapolis setting on fire? What did he set? He set some kind of courthouse or something on fire. He was a far-left commie progressive white rioter. And there were photos like that in Nashville. Where we're from in St. Louis and Ferguson, there are all these white progressive commie activists in Chicago that go out. And I'm not saying that there weren't black activists or rioters that didn't burn anything down. But it's the progressive mentality that does this. And it's the progressive mentality those are the people, those are the politicians that act like they care about minorities the most. But yet they were out there cheering and bailing people out who were burning down historically black owned businesses. You know, all the media that was in Ferguson, do you think they were telling the story of all the black businesses that have been burned down? What was the one barbecue place? Wasn't it third generation owned? It had been burned to the ground by those riots in Ferguson? I mean, there's stories like this all over the United States. It's amazing how these hustlers care about race when Jason Aldean comes out with a song that doesn't have anything to do with it. But yet they don't. When their mentality, their ideology is burning down black communities all over the United States in the name of some BS progressive lack of justice. I don't call it justice. It's an absence of justice. Their words are opposite. That's what this is. And then you got Sheryl Crow. The only thing that we have in common is we're both from Missouri and both our families are from Southern Missouri. I don't know. She came out there. And I haven't cared what she thought since never. She came out because Country Music TV, CMT, again, just add a U and switch out the M and N. They pulled Aldean's music video because everybody was outraged. And so you get Sheryl Crow out there. And she says, I'm from a small town. By the way, Sheryl Crow hasn't lived in a small town for decades. She went to L.A. She went to the big city. This chick has made her career off of claiming that she's from a small town while crapping all over it. Every chance she gets. I get so tired of hearing this. At some point, you've lived out of a small town long enough that you ain't part of it anymore. But here she comes. She found a way to be relevant. Here comes Sheryl Crow with her overly filtered Twitter picture. She found a way to be relevant, guys. I can talk about this. She goes in and says, quote, I'm from a small town. Even people in small towns are sick of violence. There's nothing small town or American about promoting violence. You should know that better than anybody having survived a mass shooting. This is not America in our small town. Like, it's just lame. I know what town she comes from. My town's smaller than the town she came from. And guess what? In the town she comes from, they do the same damn thing. It's funny. She quote tweeted Shannon Watts, the queen of filler. She's desperately trying to look. You know what? She made fun of my leather jacket. Do not correct me. She's desperately trying to look like Lana Del Rey. It's disturbing. You know how, like, when you see, like, Lana Del Rey and then you see, like, the Great Value version? It's very frightening. But she was out there going after Jason Aldean. And then she tried to take credit for getting the video pulled off CMT. I'm not even kidding. Somebody needs to tell that silly cow that Aldean's single is number one on all the charts. It's number one download. It's number one, but it's number one now. I think that Shannon Watts lady has been a paid Bloomberg stooge for so long that she actually believes that she has impact without being propped up by a billionaire. Didn't she go back to Monsanto so she could defend the forever chemicals in water?
Yeah.
Because the only thing that she knows, that Watts knows about rural America, is how to defend the makers of toxins like Roundup that poison them. Might want to all check yourselves. We got a lot more on the way. Because CMT caving on this. Wait, do they still show videos, number one? Like, did they show those videos? Who knew? But I'm so done with this. I am so done. I was telling my son, because my son's like, I don't know why this is such a big story. And I'm like, you know why it's a big story? because country music is one of the few remaining icons of like stereotypical icons of conservative thought left. And the it's like you know how in previously when you would have war and you would you would have Islamic factions that would tear down a church and put a mosque on the site. I mean, Istanbul is Constantinople now. We all know the song. It's kind of the same way culturally with this. It is progressives and the modern day Jacobins that are going after these avatars of what they think are conservative representation, and they want to tear them down. That's what a lot of this is. It's why they go after NASCAR. It's why they go after football. It's why they've gone after country music now for forever.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Apparently, according to The Hill, Chuck Schumer is proposing new UFO legislation. It's a bipartisan effort along with five other senators. I don't care. Impeach Merrick Garland. They said it's non-human intelligence. Everyone's talking about how stunning it is. I suddenly don't care about anything else they do unless they vote to impeach him. And then the Senate tries it, right? Right? I don't care if an alien can come down from the sky in its little aircraft and it can say, take us to your leader. And I will say, wait a minute, hold up, because we're going to try a impeachment first. So sit the hell down back in your little spaceship, Martian. Go ahead. Chill. Chill out, little Martian. Maybe they're not little. You don't know. That's also a sidebar. Great rap name. Little Martian. Humans' ancestors, dogs, bats may have coexisted with dinosaurs, according to a study. I thought that this was already kind of known. This is peer-reviewed research published in Current Biology, and they used statistical analysis of fossils to determine whether or not placental mammals lived before dinosaurs' extinctions. And they're looking at fossils of placental mammals. They've been found in rocks that date less than or fewer than 66 million years. This is after a time when the asteroid hit the Earth, causing mass extinctions, et cetera, et cetera. So I just always thought that humans and dinosaurs, wasn't that already kind of developed? Like, wasn't that already kind of figured out? I mean, at least I thought so. I thought it was anyway. Also, this comes from a couple different sources. Bob Iger is reportedly, this is the rumor going around, a lot of credible people believe it, is reportedly preparing to sell Disney, according to rumors about this transaction. This is after the story coming out that he was looking to put their television assets up. But apparently they're trying to, they've had acquisitions like Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, etc. But the streaming business is expected to register a loss of about $800 million in their just ended third quarter. And so now they're looking at maybe perhaps selling it. So I don't know, maybe it's Apple, because there's been a lot of discussions, a lot of rumors about Disney selling to Apple. We'll see. But one headline said Bob Iger shifts from building an empire to a Disney yard sale. That's appropriate, though. I don't feel bad for him. And Joe Biden is looking to now crack down on dishwashers, although it is facing some opposition. Regulations targeting dishwashers. It's the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which has been pushing back. The DOE wants to tighten energy and water efficiency to make everything suck and not get clean. Let's just long story short. So coming up, the hearing is underway. Whistleblower X has been ID'd. Mayor Garland lied under oath. Stick with us. We had some cultural, we're talking about 2024, we're getting into some foreign policy. We had some cultural issues as well with it. We've been talking about the trans issue in the military. And also this going after tech. There's one headline that I wanted to bring up as it related to the tech issue, because I saw this. It was from the Texan. And I saw this right after I saw the letter of Elizabeth Warren demanding that the SEC investigate Musk because he owns Twitter. So goofy. So X Corp, which Elizabeth Warren didn't have a problem with Elon Musk owning, they're suing a bunch of Dallas John Does for allegedly scraping Twitter data. You remember when they had the weird thing there for like 24 hours where you couldn't access more than, a certain amount of tweets. So now there's a story that's come out. It says four John Does have allegedly been scraping Twitter for data processing facilities. And that's what Musk said prompted tweet reading limitations. and that the lawsuit was filed against John Doe's 1 through 4. And I guess they're trying to discover the individual identities. So they said that each of them contracted with businesses in Dallas County that maintain data processing facilities, and they've allegedly been unlawfully scraping data associated specifically with Texas residents. Is that creepy? That's creepy, isn't it? And that the scraping is a form of unauthorized data collection, and it uses automation, and they harvest, it's data harvesting, and they use it through like mobile applications, etc. And they've been placing millions of requests that tax the capacity of servers, impair experience of actual users, etc. So they've been trying to identify them by their IP addresses, and they saw all of this large volumes of requests reporting, according to the Texan, to Twitter's website, that exceeded what any single individual could send, and they were flooding the sign-up pages with automated requests. So that, I mean, it sounds like he was being targeted, obviously. But why just, I got a million questions, like just specifically Texas. It's very interesting. So it's a real, it's going to be kind of a test to see how data scraping is going to be handled in courts, because it's obviously the first lawsuit of its kind from X Corp, and it's going to be the real first test for this. So this is interesting. In 2022, the U.S. Ninth Circuit of Appeals reaffirmed a previous decision that it wasn't illegal to scrape publicly accessible data, but prior to that, they found that it can be considered unjust enrichment under Texas common law. So that's when they introduced the limitations on tweet reading to try to combat that, because apparently they were trying to scrape every tweet ever made in a short period of time. That's what he had said on social. It's so weird that he is like targeted as though he's some big conservative or some big Republican, because he's not. That's how terrifying the concept of just being able to speak freely is to statists. So on this, I have the letter too from Warren that she sent out late yesterday afternoon to the SEC, the investigation into Tesla over Twitter ties. And she was questioning in this the impacts, negative impacts. She acts like she cares about Tesla shareholders. I thought she hated corporations. Didn't she hate corporations? Wait, does she like them now? I'm curious. She said the board doesn't appear to have adequately disclosed concerns about issues to investors, etc. She's trying to tell him how to run his company. Who do you ask? Who watches the Watchmen? Who watches the Watchers? Who investigates the SEC?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.